From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Three-time heavyweight world boxing champion Muhammad Ali, originally known as Cassius Clay, is dead after a 32-year battle with Parkinson's disease. VOA's Carla Babb reports Ali died late Friday at the age of 74.
In 1964, he shocked overwhelming favorite Sonny Liston to win his first world heavyweight title.
Short choosing right to the car, Liston goes down.
Washington Post newspaper sports columnist Mike Wise says the confident boxing great continued to dominate, fighting with both his fists.
These represent dynamite.
And his words.
Hey. He was probably the first guy, the first athlete in America to brag about something and back it up. Nobody boasted in those days.
I'm the greatest. I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too small, I'll knock you out.
Clay had joined the Nation of Islam and changed his name after that fight to one that is revered around the world, Muhammad Ali. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says China could end up in self-isolation if it continues its provocative behavior in the South China Sea. Carter spoke at a security conference in Singapore where there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions. A Chinese academic said today the United States, not China, is escalating tensions by sailing military ships and flying planes near what he called China's territories. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The International Syria Support Group, a coalition of world leaders, had called for a food program. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges faced by proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conference. Reporters asked Mr. Kerry if parts of the West Bank should be opened up to greater development and commerce and more movement.
That's something we shouldn't do in a haphazard way like this. There's some very specific things we'll all talk about and see what we do. But we want to be constructive.
France on Friday hosted top diplomats from the West and Arab world to discuss the proposal. Israeli and Palestinian representatives were absent from those talks. 5 years after war broke out in Sudan's South Kordofan state, the UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of people are continuing to flee the region, with most heading for South Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In the lead-up to South Sudan's independence in 2011, conflict erupted between Sudan's government and a rebel movement, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. The UN Refugee Agency reports the problems that were pushing people to flee their homes back then continue to this day. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says so far this year, more than 7,500 refugees have crossed the border to Yida in South Sudan's Unity State.
From the refugees, we're hearing of escalating violence, a talk of ground attacks, aerial bombings, the recent arrivals. We're also citing lack of food, no access to schools for their children.
And some people have become trapped and are unable to escape. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The International Olympic Committee has named 10 members to the first ever refugee team to compete at the Olympic Games. The Rio de Janeiro-bound team includes athletes from Syria, South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ethiopia. IOC President Thomas Bach spoke to reporters after the IOC Executive Board met in Switzerland.
The Olympic anthem will be played in their honor. The Olympic flag will lead them into the Olympic stadium. And in this way, we are convinced that this refugee Olympic team can send a symbol of hope.
Bach said the refugee athletes will have a prominent place in the opening ceremonies when the games get underway on August 5th. The International Football Governing Body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth over $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released Friday, one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence for the Swiss investigation of possible corruption among FIFA officials. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.